All right, now visiting with Shelley Thompson. Shelley, let's talk a little bit about, once again, the Knights of Columbus have contributed money from their Formathon that was held in September, giving a check to Life Skills that was done on Sunday afternoon. Let's just start about the commitment that the Knights of Columbus have with helping out the Life Skills.
41 years of helping, and I have to tell you, those gentlemen all come in here. They go right, take a seat, go right to their phone calls, and they make cold calls, basically, to the community. And that's a tough phone call, and these aren't experienced people. So, boy, do we appreciate every time they pick up that phone call. We try and do quite a bit of PR work before the event here, and so people know to be expecting those phone calls. And people in Plymouth County are very good about picking up their phone call. We come in as a unrecognizable number, and sometimes myself, I wouldn't pick up the phone, but that day in particular, the people in Plymouth County do that. We work out of this Lamar's area right here the day of, and when I come down here, I'm normally here by about 8:15, and by 8:30, there's already people at the front door. We haven't even called anybody yet, and they're already walking through the front door donating checks for us. So, but boy, that says a lot about Plymouth County, and that's a very humbling honor that they bequest upon us every year.
Tell us about what the 48,393, just basically just shy of 48,400. What's this going to be earmarked for? What will this go for?
All of the funds that we gather in the phone-a-thon and on other fundraisers we do throughout the year, that all goes to capital expenditures. So right now, we need a big new box truck to pick up laundry, to go to Orange City and to areas. So part of that money will go towards that, and it will be other large capital expenditures that we need to keep the building up and going, keep the wash machines up and going, different things like that.
Now this year, you made it was a great contribution, but not quite met your goal. Is that going to create some problems for your budget?
I have to be honest, last year when we started this phone-a-thon, we were not looking for a good year. So last year's check was significant. We estimated that this one would be a little bit lower this year. You don't get, lightning doesn't strike twice. And so we're going to be very happy with the amount of money that Plymouth County has donated. And we are going to use that to our best to make our business successful. If it wouldn't be for organizations like the Knights of Columbus, and it's not just Lamar's, but it's Akron and Remsen and Kingsley all coming in, we wouldn't be the success that we are.
And how many individuals work at the Life Skills Training Center and that will benefit from this?
We actually have two locations. The laundry facility has about 46 people out there, and they process 4,000 pounds of laundry a day and do 25 janitorial sites. They're quite busy out there. And then we also have our day habilitation facility that's right beside Fairway Grocery Store. That's about 15 to 20 people throughout there. This will be used at both locations. We try to split everything up equally depending on whose needs are more, but we will use that at all the locations.
Shelley, of course, this is just, the phone-a-thon is only one fundraiser that Life Skills does. You have the Cow Pie Bingo or Bossy Bingo, whatever you want to call it. Also, the various different things at the fair, the quilt auction. How's this compare? And just kind of give us a rundown of all those different fundraisers as to their significance and the money that is generated for Life Skills.
Okay, this phone-a-thon is our largest, but that that quilt auction just keeps creeping up a little bit closer to it every year. We had a great year for that record-breaking for that quilt auction this year. So it normally is the phone-a-thon, then the quilt auction, and surprisingly enough, that scrapbooking event. We're now holding that twice a year, and that is just growing leaps and bounds. We are so happy with that fundraiser. Then we also right now are working on Christmas ornaments. Last year we quickly sold out of 500 Christmas ornaments. So this year I ordered 750 ornaments, and we're going to sell out of those ornaments here in the next week or two. So those are currently what's going on. Then this summer we get into the Plymouth County Fair, where we do the quilt auction, we do the cow chip bingo, and we also do the ice house. Those are some of our major fundraisers throughout the year. But this one is our shining star.
You mentioned about the Christmas decorations. We're now entering that holiday season. Tell us about the decorations. What do they look like, and how much do they sell for? Where can people get them?
The Christmas decorations this year are a infused glass cross. And they come in four different colors. They come in blue, gold, red, and pink. I believe the pink is all sold out, but they are available in all the banks throughout Plymouth County here. So if you just even drive through a bank, you're going to be able to purchase one of those, and they are going to be $13 a piece this year. They come in a nice box, little white box, got a ribbon on it. They're all set to just hand off to somebody for a cheap and meaningful gift.
And do you have decorations from years past?
No, happily we are all sold out of them.
Okay.